Hello friends, I am Professor Ashish Hathi. I am covering your internet marketing as a subject. We are on chapter 3, which is internet marketing plan creation. Essentially, we will learn about how to create an effective marketing plan. And there are certain subsets to this, like a competitor analysis, and then getting into how to make an effective internet marketing plan, etc. So essentially, to introduce you this, you know, we have earlier discussed that competition benchmarking is very important, and how to do the marketing place and other mapping, etc. Now you are at a stage where you are into a phase of now putting things in such a perspective that you create a plan for yourself. So therefore, at this stage, you have to get into competitor analysis. Means out of you did a competitor profiling, you analyze their strengths, weakness, what are their weak points, etc. And from there, you get into your strategy, offensive or defensive, etc. Their offensive, defensive strategy, etc. And then finally, you create a relevant understanding about what competitive reaction could be based on your actions and, you know, reaction, etc. So those are the subject matter and how you will make your own internet journey very effective. So that's what we are planning to understand. Internet marketing plan essentially guides the company in a step-by-step manner how to go about doing an internet plan and how to keep it effective for you. So that's what we are going to cover. So it's a set objective, then have a smart objective, which is then KPI driven. So key performance indicators are set, then regular monitoring and control, etc. So that you do a course correction, so you remain an objective driven organization. And central concept of this chapter will be around understanding, creating and improving the effectiveness of your internet marketing. So with that, we move on to understand competition analysis. Competition analysis, we have earlier studied how do you profile your competition. Profiling of your competition using a framework that we discussed out there should give you an idea about what are the SEO power that they are using, the SEO marketing approach that they have. You have to also do your SEO analysis so that both can compare each other. SEO experts can help you to guide. There are paid services which gives you the understanding about the keywords being used, etc. The hit rate on those keywords, so your keywords versus their keywords, etc. So overall profiling is done from the perspective of now moving into the next level, which is now getting into your action based on understanding of your competitions, SEO, etc. So there are generally a three-step competition analysis is proposed out here. Analysis comes out of your profiling. So profiling, you've done it, and now identify the leaders. You first need to know which are out of few competitors that you have analyzed, whom you want to really consider as your real competition. So top two, top three can be the leader that you choose. Then scrutinize the leader, threadbare. And in this case, you have to really study competition in such a way that you are able to really pull out various information about it, about their internet strategy, about their internet SEO, about their internet budgets, internet investments, etc. What are the hit rates happening and all, what are the conversion probably taking place and all. So that is what is you have to get into scrutiny, which is a detailed scrutiny. And then third is the highlight. From there you will bring out the strength, their vulnerabilities, what are the threats that they face. Vis-a-vis, you put your strength, weakness, your vulnerability, etc. So that you are in a position to know where you should be watchful and where you can go ahead without any fear. So those are the things. It could include the marketing, it could include the marketing approach, it could include strategy, it could include policy, tactics, etc. So that's what highlights strength, vulnerabilities. Map it in a way that you know where you need to be defensive and where you can be offensive. So competitor profiling, essentially, we have, after covering the first three stages, we come to a stage where why the competitor profiling is essential. So knowledge enables you to know your rival very well. It facilitates you to set your objective after a conscious understanding of what is happening in the market and with your competition. And then it helps you to take a certain proactive stance. So after you know their vulnerability, after you know your vulnerability, your strength versus their weakness, etc., it enables you to take a certain clear stance, certain strategic stance, certain tactical approach can come out of this profiling purpose. Third, you have to have a priority knowledge will give you the strategic agility. And so your proactive understanding of your competition, what changes he is carrying out, and then how quickly you are able to react, that's the agility. So that continuous profiling is also therefore needed. The common technique is to create the detailed profile of each of your major competitor, highlighting clearly what and where they stand, what they do on the internet marketing and where they stand today. And then of course you list their strength, vulnerability, etc. Clearly those are the firms practicing systematic profiling has really benefited, because they are agile, they are the one who can take a quick decision. So detailed profile will finally help you to take a right correct course of action for you, whether your strategy is working, not working, whether your tactics are working or not working, etc. What you should avoid, where you think you have done it better. So those profiling of a competition will give you idea also about your action and their outcome on them, so that you know where things are going right for you, where things are not right for you. So coming to that competitor profiling, the background is you have to create what I'm going to teach you is now profiling per se, what all is covered. So that is what I'm going to teach you here. So first phase is the background. The moment you tell me Unilever, I know the company comes from which is origin in India, then you know where their market production plants are, what is their international network, to like number of people, I know the turnover, I know the brands, etc. So this is what I say when I say background. These are the things: location, history, ownership, etc., their governance, their corporate social responsibility contributions, etc. These are those high-end other aspects that I find as a background of that company. Then comes the financial, essentially definitely the revenue, the profit, the gross profit margin, the net profit, so profit equity ratio, etc. So these are the things. What are their current policy, how profitable are they, what are the ratios, as they say, you know, you can calculate various ratios. So that their liquidity positions, etc., how are they managing their cash flows, all this thing comes out if you have an access to their financial accounting, profit and loss statement, balance sheets, etc., or which is what is getting published also available. So those are the things. You can map past 3-5 years, so you can calculate the compound growth in their profitability, profit figures, growth, etc. So that's what is all about, financial information, profiling information about your competition. Product, you product line, product mix, product width, product line depth, all you try to find out about the competition. What are the brands, brand strength and weaknesses, what are the products online, which are the products offline, are all products online, etc. So those aspects, is there any patent licenses, so status on that. And if you are venturing into some of that competitor product, you need to know whether he has patented that that product or not, etc. So you have to have a different strategy. So those are the quality control, their quality perspective about the product in the market, and also are they facing any conformance issue with the government body or not, etc. So this is all about product, pricing and various aspects also comes under that. And the marketing, of course, you get into understanding of the segments that they serve, segments that they target out of that. What are the promotional mix actively used by them, Marcom used by them, what is their channel distribution strategy, do they have direct and indirect channel also in place, offline, online channel is different or not, etc. The pricing, promotion, discounts, allowances. Also the marketing gets into understanding, often the promotion is company driven or shared with the distribution, the channel, etc. So those are the aspects that one need to know about competitor. Facilities, of course. So what are the facilities that they have? Their plants, their offices, their spread, the quality of their offices, whether there is a human consideration to facility provider or not, the investment that must have gone into that, etc. How that location is strategically placed or tactically in terms of supply chain, etc. So where the warehouses are, then all those things also needs to be found out. So what is helping them to be better in supply chain, etc. Personnel is like everything about the number of people, the leadership team, the marketing team, the sales team, etc. What are the skill sets that they look for in their people that you can do through search of their placement advertisements, etc. The style of management functioning, what are the compensation approaches, etc. Is there a performance pay or fixed pay salary structures, etc. How is employee morale, etc. within the organization. So those are the aspects that you try to know about your competition. And finally, the corporate and marketing, this thing, perspective that you need to know. You do this by corporate and marketing strategy understanding. Corporate strategy is everything to do with how the corporate is placing itself in front of their people and doing what to remain there, while marketing is a whole thing to do with the tapping of marketing, reaching object marketing objective using a strategic approach. So, of course, you have to have your mission statement, your vision statement, you have to get into your smart goal setting and all, then develop the strategy out of it. Scanning competition ad, yes, you can do this by competitive scanning. So various advertisements, communication of the competition can be scanned by you. That will give you an idea as to what the position of the brand is, what marketing channel are they leveraging, what is the response mechanism they have given, etc. What is the level of discounting, etc. So if it is 10, 20%, 30%, one can understand that probably company is doing. But if you hear a huge discount, then you need to check whether there is a dealership margin or dealership support is also to that kind of promotion or not. Many times it happens so that way. So that's the reason why you scan the advertisements. You will come to know the target segment that they are attracting and all the place, marketplace that they are attracting, etc. So those are the reason why the ad scanning is essential. So we have, after understanding the competitor profiling, we come to a next stage of building the new marketing plan. Now, in this new development of developing a marketing plan, first let us understand certain key constituents that you should be aware about. So, establish and double check your unique selling proposition. The unique selling proposition which is working on print may not work on virtual or say online. So, you need to be careful about choosing a USP. However, today that is also a passe. Today's storytelling is the in thing. So what's the story that you are going to talk about? Devise a clear stepwise marketing structure. So how is your marketing plan look like? That will give a meaningful understanding to the reader and other stakeholders. Of course, you need to be aware about your keywords. So keywords are related to the web pages, the online presence that you are going to be. So for which you have to have a thorough understanding about the keywords and all. Your sites and your other aspects should be around the keyword that you have understood are mostly used by your consumers. So you devise your various online assets in such a manner that it resembles to the SEO and the keyword that customer searches. Then of course you have to be careful about what potential customers want. And you need to know through research what they are looking for, both in terms of product need and in terms of behavioral aspects. So like for example, if I have to give you an idea, there is a statistical report which suggests that today, you know, in terms of direct response for customer acquisition, companies have moved to offer a free trial or free, you know, use. So Canva is a service provider, I'm just giving an example. Or there are those LMS platform who offer you a free trial period, 14 days, 1 month or whatever. You are allowed to use it. But again, there are two approach to that. Certain free trials, like for example Alexa free trial, demands your card payment details. So after your free trial is over, if you have not stopped them, they take your subscription automatically. And there are free trials which is free of not asking you the card information. You don't have to pay any provide any card information. So it assures the customers that even if I forgot to continue or discontinue the service, I will not lose money. So hit rate of a free trial without card information is twice the rate of hit rate of a trial sites which is asking for the card information. So all those aspects you need to know about the behavioral part of customers. Competition assessment, we have studied by doing profiling and various other analysis. Unique selling proposition also we have discussed. Today it is more a story. Contingency plans also, what are the kind of contingency plan that you should be careful about to have it, not that everything can be planned as a contingency, but certain contingencies are definitely, you need to have it in your planning, and include the lead generation, acquisition, conversion and retention aspects in mind. And how are you going to do these stages? Look at potential new market. Is there a new market that you can tap, etc.? You have to have an understanding about the traffic levels, the time it takes to reach certain levels, the conversion rates, etc. Cost to reach that milestones wherein the conversion rate is friendly to you, etc. So those are the aspects that you need to be aware about. And again, as I earlier also mentioned, this is a sales specific contingency plan. What if your sales are not coming as expected? What will you do? So those are certain, before you get into developing your marketing plan, these are certain things that you need to be careful about, you need to be aware about. So we are talking about the key constituents of internet plan, fitting the site to the internet marketing plan. Here it is all about making your site consumer search friendly. So in terms of your unique selling proposition or your story that you are putting it forward to the consumers, vis-a-vis what is competition doing, therefore your acceptance versus likelihood of competition, a message getting more accepted, those are the aspects. That is like fitting the site to the internet marketing plan. What will be the appearance, look and feel? Will it be a static site, dynamic site? Will it be a real-time dynamic, etc.? So those are the aspects that you need to really be aware about. Should I have the customer service agent supporting, or should it be the bots, etc.? So what is the auto facilities behind? So acknowledgement of the receipt of complaint, or say tracking number provision, etc. So those are the things that you need to be really working about. Faster download, how can your site be friendly for the downloading, etc. Or your site has to be mobile friendly also. So when you develop a website, is it mobile adaptable or not, etc. Those are the things you need to be aware about. Navigation and all, how your site map, as you say, should be so friendly that customers do not find it difficult to be there where he wants to be. Testimonials and all should be upfront available for the customers to refer to. Guarantees and your key other policies that are there should also be stated upfront, so that customer gets a honest opinion about you. Customer develops faith in you, and that will translate into trust, and trust will make him create a lead on you. So that's what fitting site to the marketing plan. These are the things that you need to be careful about. So now we come to a stage of types of internet marketing. So we were aware of what is internet marketing. We have done that. Now we try to understand what is types of internet marketing. So there are various types that you can do, and you have search engine marketing, you have email marketing, you have pay-per-click, you have conversions, etc. So those are the things. Then there are offline, online, you have affiliates, so those are the things that you need to really decide what you will use for your internet marketing. So that's what is the first and important aspects of your going forward. So types of internet marketing. So out of this, what is it that you are embarking upon as? That is very critical. So broad topic of any internet marketing plan, and here we are in the stage of building the marketing plan. We have studied first what you should be aware of, that is your internet marketing approach. Second, these are the certain things that you should be also be aware about in your building this marketing plan. So market research of course should focus on not only the product need but other behavioral need. I have discussed earlier product information comparison, will you provide or not, what kind of product information will you provide, what kind of thing you will not provide, vis-a-vis you see also things like put your PIN code so that they confirm to you whether the service of delivery available or not, etc. So all such aspects should come in. Competition, you should be aware of who your competition is, their entire marketplace and mapping versus internet mapping is also something that you should be aware about and should be the topic of your marketing plan. Mission statement. So what is your mission statement? It should define clearly which industry are you in, where you stand, where you see yourself over a period of specified time frame, etc. Translate that into the vision, and then it gets into corporate strategy, then it gets into the product SBU strategies and all. So that I think you would have studied in strategic marketing, etc. So this is what is how the mission statement and all that clarity will help you. Internet marketing strategies. So now you should be clear also about what is a strategy that you will adopt to reach your internet marketing goal. So whether it is a search engine oriented, whether pay-per-click approach, whether affiliates, whether link exchanges. So we have studied search engine pay-per-click is like, there are advertisements wherein you only if customer clicks, then only you are charged the money. Then there is affiliate, I have discussed earlier, somebody who sells on your behalf through a link or through your product information on his page, etc. So that's an affiliate. Link exchanges, you create a backlink. You know, if I am a good blogger, I will create a backlink with respective auto manufacturers. So that whenever I write about a product or brand, then I create a backlink. So that kind of they will create somewhere the link for me and all. So you get into those kind of aspects that will really give you a good traction. Tools can constitute what are the tools that you can use to promote your marketing plan, etc. So one, of course, is a press release. Very timely release, press releases with flexibility to the recipient to see what he wants to see through a use of hyperlinks, through a use of handles that has been provided to him. That makes your press release very conducive for the use by the online news developers. Write articles, write as many articles you know that you can create for yourself, publish it in the relevant sites, etc. Network using social medias, etc. So you create a network, brand network or a product network or a network of a different nature. So like I have given you an example earlier, Mondel is across the world in some continents have social clubs, Jane, which is participants get into furnishing recipe using chocolates, you know, whatever that they make, you have a use of chocolate so that others will get attracted and then others will use more chocolates and therefore say more Mondelez chocolates may get sell. And so that's what network using various social tools available to you, platforms. Sixth is offline traditional marketing strategies. So offlines are networking, direct marketing. These are like you be in the league where people matter. So like I as a startup, suppose then I need to be in a league of a startup and then do things in such a way that people know about me and that will gradually bring the traction towards my online initiatives. Direct marketing, it could have direct mail or it could have direct response, digital advertising, so the advertising, print, these are all some of the offline tools that you can use. Then of course you have to be aware about your pricing, positioning and branding. So where you stand, what's your positioning, what is the premiumness of it, of the brand, the recognition of it and therefore your pricing. So what are the pricing strategies that you are going to follow? That's critical. And at the end, of course, you make a budget. Budget for your internet marketing covering various above aspects should reflect and that will give you an idea. It will give you an assessment also. Planned volume versus what is the cost per reach, cost per conversion, etc. And then you can monitor and create the result for you. Ultimately, establish your internet marketing goal, which is quantifiable. Goal can have a lead goal, which is like achieve, say, this level of internet revenue, etc. There could be leg goals. And so for doing that, what all other sub-goals that you create, which are also monitorable. So that will keep you on track. And monitor your goal. So ultimately, you monitor your goals. And whatever that you have planned, quantifiable things needs to be monitored at a pre-decided periodic time frame. It may be monthly, it may be quarterly, it may be whatever, half yearly, but it's you are the best just to decide so that corrective action can be taken and you can still come back and achieve your goal. So effective building the new marketing plan we are studying. So effective online promotion techniques. So under the marketing plan, you also have to talk about the promotion. So promotions are done using article selling, forum selling, social networking, etc. Article selling means you try and promote your blog articles, you try and create an article which will be taken by respective article sites, etc. Again, where there is always a reference and backlinks provided. Forum selling, you be present among the right forum. So it could be, say, professionally, LinkedIn is much talked about, right? Forum for professionals. So like you should be present there. So that's what, you know, when you create something new, you put in there and create the buzz around and get the required eyeballs. Networking, you create your social networking initiatives so that whatever your new initiatives are being put in, new product, new services, etc., will spread among the relevant social networking people, and they will notice about your changes, and then they make, then create a traction to onto your online internet marketing. So that's what is promotion is a crucial part of developing and building a marketing plan. So now we come to a stage of stages, five stages of effective internet marketing plan. Start with define your customers, define your target customers. So it starts with segmentation. You may have multiple segments. From there, identify target segments. You may have more than one target segment. So with that, you are in a position to know your customer and their profile very well. That will help you a lot in your media and medium selection. So choosing your target, so that's what I've already told you, that target selection depends on sufficiency, relevancy, etc. Those filters are there. So choose the right target for yourself. Target which is an internet friendly target, which is online, you know, freak, etc. are the some of the essential other elements that you should look for. Then of course your budget. So for achieving your internet selling objective, what is that internet strategy that you have? What is the media that you are going to use? What is your direct response mechanism? What is your acquisition plan? What is your conversion plan? What is your retention plan? Based on covering all this, your budget will shape up. Budgeting done, and that happens at the same time, parallelly, your communication, MarCom, has to start happening. MarCom means what is your creative pitch? What is your offer? What is a channel, etc.? How the look and feel? What a tone of advertisements will you take, etc.? So those are those creative elements that has to start shaping up. So that's what has to reflect in your marketing plan. It has to be thought through and reflect in your marketing plan. Tracking and monitoring. So you have a goal being set, and the SMART goal have lead goals and leg goals, and then you monitor them. They are monitored in a numerical manner. And the periodicity. So you set a new numbers and set a period, and do generally the leg parameters, which is like leading to the main goal, are often reviewed, so that it is ensured that taking care of those things will eventually get to the desired main goal. However, main goal also needs to be still evaluated, so you can set your target bi-monthly, quarterly, whatever. So these are the five stages that should reflect in your developed internet marketing plan. So following high impact marketing strategies, and so how do you, what, so under that marketing plan, you should still spell out the marketing strategies. So it could be keyword association, so that entire that search engine related this thing, search engine optimization, and then having done the optimization, how will you get into search engine marketing, then refreshing dynamic content. So making your content dynamic, providing insightful, engaging content so that customer and prospects would love to be on your site. Interactive communication. How are you creating an interaction vis-a-vis the visitor to your digital platform? And will it be a discussion? Will it be sales speech? Will it be a story? Will it be participation? Will it be comment sharing? Or it could be many other ways, how you keep the communication very interactive. Direct response advertisement related tools like no more, order now, those kind of other things, or SMS, this on this number. These are all other aspects of keeping the interaction alive, generating interaction and keeping it alive. Finally, viral marketing. So how are you going to get this thing viral? Or you have a separate strategy for making certain content viral, so that it will penetrate more number of people, probably free of charge after you invest in first platform, which is paid by you. But the strategy is that the content is so powerful, it will spread on its own. So that's what viral marketing related insights are there, so that you should utilize that. So write an online internet marketing plan. So finally, you have to put this in perspective so that when somebody reads it, he understands it. So you start with know your audience, so you define your audience and you really create segments and really show the target. Spy on competition means give a competitive perspective. So after you give the market and the segments and the audience and the targets, etc., give the competitive perspective, then set your strategy and tactics and the channel. So marketing strategy, then the tactics and the channel you choose. So any one of this can come into play. Directory listing means various, there are directories which facilitates during search engine relation with you. So you have to have those listing done. It's an expert subject in itself. But suppose you create your website, then Google has its own directory listing service, Bing has its own directory listing service. So there you go and register your website, etc. They install a tracker, etc. So that this is that directory listing services and all. So what all you will do with the press, social media, press, the social media tapping, how will you do that? How will you tap YouTube, Twitter? All aspects should come out, including commercials and creative aspects of that. Step four, for the step three, these are the things that we have understood. Then comes the step four. Quick results means you have to define what will yield you the quick results, what needs to be driven so that the expected results come to you better and faster. So for which various tactics are in place. So you have to highlight those tactics, where and how and when will you use. That has to be made clear in your marketing plan. So quick results could be like, if I have to give you an idea, it could be that you will intensify your frequency during, say, IPL cricket match. So because that's a time where people are more on the mobile to search for the scores, etc. Or so they are more on the television, etc. Or so they are more on the net to know as to what is happening with the match and all. So you will say, why my frequency of ad will increase manifold during this period. Then I will again taper down, etc. So what will get you more leads, what will create more conversion will decide your quick result strategies and all. Measure the output. So for, as I earlier also said, define your objective for which you define your key performance indicator, lead and leg both, and then that's the thing that you will monitor. So you will monitor by asking a question, is it working? So what will you say? Again, while you evaluate, what will you evaluate? So what is it working? That has to be first found out. And if you find it is not working, then what is not working, etc. So the objective, and then objective is to be seen from which perspective to determine whether you are getting success or not. So that's what one need to put in place. And then finally decide your review. Here, though it has been mentioned monthly, there will be certain objectives which is monitored, say maybe stand-up meeting. You know, there are concept of stand-up meeting now in various organizations. So seniors with talk with the team, and just in the morning they quickly decide where they stand and what needs to be done, etc. Weekly, monthly meeting, fortnightly meeting, quarterly meeting, bi-monthly, whatever. So that's kind of a review mechanisms are set. It could be that the monthly meetings are just for the action plan review, while there may be quarterly meeting which is strategic review. So quarterly strategic, half yearly strategic, etc. So there they actually review the objective versus where you are and so what is not working, etc. So that's what is a review mechanism in place. So friends, in short, we have understood what is the internet marketing plan. We have understood the critical aspects of competitor analysis and benchmarking, etc. Profiling, how do you do the profiling of a competition? And then finally, the internet marketing plan. Thank you.